This is a CBC original podcast.
I remember distinctly being woken up in the middle of the night. And it was someone from Reuters on the other end of the line from London. And they said, "I'd like to ask your opinion about Ben Johnson." And I was in a total state of bewilderment. And I said, "Well, I mean, that's fantastic. Canadians won the 100-meter final. What a historic moment. I'm sure all Canadians are very proud. I know that we here in Seoul have been celebrating for quite a while. It's a fantastic occurrence." And he stopped me dead in my tracks and said, "No, you don't understand. Johnson's tested positive. The medal's gone.
Shocking news here in Seoul. Ben Johnson apparently testing positive for anabolic steroids, showing up in his system. The drug is...
Oh, that's devastating. I thought he would have known not to take steroids. Oh, wow.
I just want to say I never would do such things as they said I did to...
But let me start at the beginning.
They're beginning to settle in the blocks now, and of course, the starters order.
I'm Scott Russell, and this is Backstory.
Ben Johnson, he is running in lane number six.
The Seoul Summer Olympics, 1988.
They're at the ready position. The gun, and it's a good, clean start, and Ben Johnson gets a good start, and he is leading at this stage. Ray Masur trying to pick up, but no, it is Ben Johnson leading. Ben Johnson has it! Ben Johnson will win the Olympic gold medal! Ben Johnson wins Olympic champion in a time of 9.79!
I think 1988 Olympics will forever be remembered because of what happened to Ben Johnson, the Canadian sprinter. Everything stopped very early in the athletics competition, as it always does at an Olympic Games, for the 100-meter final. And what a stacked final it was. You had Carl Lewis. You had Linford Christie was in the field for Great Britain. And we had Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
You know, there were great, great runners, and everything stopped for the final.
World record holder, Ben Johnson has done it. He has become the first Canadian since 1928 to win Olympic gold in the 100 meters. It was never a race.
We watched as Johnson destroyed the field and ran 9.79. Unheard of.
My, oh my, what a victory for Ben Johnson of Canada. He literally destroyed the field.
The look on Carl Lewis's face was one of complete bewilderment, shock, and Johnson had won the gold medal. A Canadian had won the gold medal.
In the morning's news, a new Canadian sports hero, Ben Johnson, proves there's nobody faster.
All of us who were there couldn't help but join in this celebration. And I remember I was covering tennis, and I remember running back through the athletes' village at the time and saw all the Canadian flags that were out on the balconies of all the members of the media, all the athletes from other countries on their balconies was that Canadian flag, the Maple Leaf. And, I remember distinctly feeling this great rush of pride that, hey, I'm a member of the media, but I'm also Canadian. And a Canadian has won the great event of the Olympic Games, which is the 100-meter final. And did it in such dramatic fashion, Olympic record time, world record time. So it was total celebration, wonderment at the games and at what Johnson had done.
Congratulations, Ben. Take us through this race from start to finish. Describe it for us.
Well, I want to say I'm very happy that I did it for my family and also Canada and also all my friends back home.
Ben, we have a very important person for you to talk to, the Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney, is on the line. Mr. Prime Minister, I believe you have some comments and would like to talk to Canada's newest sporting hero.
Ben, my congratulations to you on behalf of all Canadians.
Ben Johnson won 9.79. He was the world champion. This was finally Carl Lewis getting his comeuppance. Johnson beat him fair and square. That's what we believed. Certainly that's what I believed. And then to get this call in the middle of the night saying that it's an anabolic steroid. Well, that just turns your world upside down.
Good morning again from Seoul. It is Tuesday morning here, and sorry, it is not such a good morning. A drug scandal has broken over the Canadian team here, this time involving Ben Johnson, his gold medal, and the world record time he posted on the weekend. Ben Johnson failed a drug test yesterday. Results showed evidence of an anabolic steroid in his system, apparently identified as
It's one of total shock to not know what exactly had happened and that this great sense of joy for the nation had suddenly evaporated.
One of Canada's finest moments in sports has gone sour.
It's the biggest disappointment anybody could ever imagine that he'd do that to us.
He is not guilty. I mean, no wink in my eyes, no doubt in my spirit. He is not guilty.
He used to be a hero to all Canadians, but now I don't think all Canadians like him anymore.
I'll never forget the clip that we ran of the IOC adjudicator when she said,
"It's an anabolic steroid."
It's an anabolic steroid. And that, you know, stanolazole, I mean, that didn't matter. It was, it's an anabolic steroid. And from then, we knew that it was the end. For Ben Johnson. It was the end of that gold medal.
It's a recommendation of the IOC Medical Commission, disqualification of this competitor from the Games of the 24th Olympiad in Seoul. The decision remains
indefinite. That was a terrible moment, and I remember feeling very discouraged and depressed about it. And it was actually 3 days after the race had been run and the sample had been tested, that Johnson was stripped of the gold medal, that Carl Lewis was made the Olympic champion to our extreme dismay. And that's where the whole national bloodletting begins in Canada. That's when we get Charlie Francis, who's Johnson's coach, saying, "Of course, Johnson is doping, but everybody else was doping too." But at the time, it's total shock. It's as swimmer Mark Tewksbury put in a banner off of his residence in the Olympic City in 1988, from hero to zero in 9.79 seconds.
It took steroid use from the locker room to the hearing room, and tonight, after an exhaustive, often painful series of hearings, the Dubin report is out.
I do think Canada has recovered from the Johnson scandal, only that it forced Canadian athletics and Canadian sport to come out in the open.
It sums up the findings of the Dubin inquiry, the commission set up after Ben Johnson shattered a trust along with a record in Seoul.
And in many ways, it forced Canadian sport to become a world leader in this regard. We hung out our dirty laundry before anybody else did.
It names athletes, doctors, organizations, blames them for the acceptance, in some cases, encouragement of steroid use.
To a certain extent, we tried to get to the bottom of it. All of this comes out as a national public inquiry. And the Dubin inquiry prove that we did not like, as a nation, to have our champion labeled as the greatest cheat in the world. We did something about it.
And it stresses in no uncertain terms that things must change.
I don't think we'll ever forget about Ben Johnson. I think that will always be there. But I think as a sporting country, we always have the ability to point to the Ben Johnson affair and say, yes, it happened. It happened to a Canadian athlete, but this country did something about it.
I used to think he was really great, but now that I found out that he took the steroids, I don't like him very much.
The Olympic ideal is something that you have to fight for. There is no question that there is a doping problem in the Olympics. There is an ethical problem in the Olympics. The Olympic ideal has, without question, become corrupted.
Everyone was suspecting drugs. I was hearing it constantly from doctors involved in the drug testing program, but no one could say for sure.
If in Seoul, they asked me, had you ever used drugs? No, because that is the standard procedure. When an athlete gets caught, you deny, you deny, you deny.
Ben Johnson represented an athlete to me and a system which had gone wrong, particularly in the sport of track and field. But at the Olympic Games in 1988, although Ben Johnson came to dominate the narrative, there was much more to those games.
Steffi Graf is quite simply the best women's tennis player the world has ever seen.
Tennis returned to the games for the first time in 64 years. Steffi Graf played tennis in 1988, and I called the play-by-play of her matches. I also saw in 1988 Lennox Lewis from Kitchener, Ontario, in the super heavyweight boxing bout, win the gold medal.
Canada's first gold medal in 56 years. Lennox Lewis has just accomplished it here in Seoul as the referee.
His story, for many intents and purposes, was lost because it was overshadowed by what had happened to Ben Johnson. But it was tremendous to see Lennox Lewis win that gold medal.
He had a start that nobody could compete with. He had a start that nobody had seen before. He was becoming so strong, his musculature so big and powerful, his back so mighty. There are pictures of him where his feet are off the ground, his arms are in the air, he's not touching anything because of the explosive power in his legs.
Well, I remember, finding out that I was going to the Olympics in Seoul, and it was my first big network assignment. The wow factor was huge because I'd loved the Olympics since the time I was a kid. It was the biggest moment in my career to that date. I mean, to me, that wonderment never dies. The person that goes to the Olympic Games for the first time in 1988 better be the same person that goes for the 12th time in 2016, because if you lose that sense of wonder, then you're lost completely. And so the idea of the Olympics is what's important to me. What we should be witnessing at the Olympic Games is rivals at the height of their powers engaging in honest competition. That's the Olympic ideal. And if you give up on it, then what do you have?
People should notice that the human body was not designed to run those type of speed, and that's what we have. The lungs, the heart, the kidney, that get tired. And you need vitamins to make sure that you recover. And that's what it's all about. I mean, baseball, soccer, hockey, every sports, they're all taking something. I know that.
Backstory is recorded and produced by Cecil Fernandez. For more stories from our correspondents, visit cbc.ca/backstory. I'm Scott Russell.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.